Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Clubhouse Movies Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Rubalcaba, for Mr. Abel Panetta. And today, it is Shop Talk Movie News Day.
It is, man. It's my favorite time of the week.
I know, right? It's episode 14. You know, last week was 13, and we had a bunch of Friday the 13th news. I couldn't put two and two together until like I saw it like on paper. I'm like, wow.
Numbers.
So much hot news today.
Yeah. One that just dropped is brought to you by Giant Freaking Robot, is that Kristen Ritter is getting a new Jessica Jones show on Disney Plus.
You know what? Where did Giant Freaking Robot come from?
Dude, I don't know, but they are just dropping news all the time.
Yeah, I even wrote here, exclusive, Lawrence Fishburne wanted for Matrix 5. Brought to you by Giant Freaking Robot. Who's Giant Freaking Robot?
We need to find out who they are. They are definitely an insider.
What was it? Jessica Jones, the TV show? What'd you say?
Yeah, the one that was on Netflix.
Yeah. So there's another season now?
That's the thing. I don't know if it's going to be another season or if it's going to be a whole new take on that universe, since it was considered, I think all of those Netflix shows, those Netflix Marvel shows, were considered to not be canon.
So well now there's sub-universes and different universes.
Yeah, so it's just getting crazier and crazier and wackier and wackier.
So somehow, yeah, even like Venom's in this universe now, apparently.
Yeah.
So Jessica Jones, and also, like I said, Lawrence Fishburne, going to be Matrix 5.
That's crazy.
There will be a Matrix 5 now.
Yeah, and we have barely just seen the trailer to the Matrix.
Yeah, exactly.
We're trying to cope with that right now. Jeez.
All right, well, guess what? Scarlett Johansson, back in the news. She settled her lawsuit with over Black Widow.
Yeah.
And you know, she's going to rejoin the Disney universe. You know, in what movie?
The Haunted Mansion.
No. She's going to be in the Tower of Terror.
Oh, right. It's one of those. It was the same thing. I was in the same vein. Come on.
Does that mean it's going to be a Twilight Zone? Well, okay.
You know, I have no idea. I'm very curious.
This is a remake, though, because they have made the Tower of Terror before.
Yeah, they have.
I don't think that was a Twilight Zone substitute, though.
Yeah.
For some reason, the ride was.
I'm really curious to see where they go. I mean, we saw what The Rock did with, or rather Dwayne Johnson did with Jungle Cruise. That was something.
Definitely.
It was a lot of something that came out of nothing.
People came to work that day.
Yeah. And it was a lot of sets.
Yeah. It'd be nice to see Scarlett Johansson back in a movie, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, and hey, who knows? She might be back to playing her character at some sort of way, in the way they're freaking doing all this.
Yeah,
the craziness.
This new world.
All right. And then I got one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but the Batman movie already got greenlit for a sequel.
The Robert Pattinson movie?
Yeah.
That movie has been like in development since like 2015.
I know. It's been forever. I know everyone, when they saw Robert Pattinson as Batman, they're like, get your shiny ass out of here.
I think he'll
Diamond
be
Bat Boy.
Better than Christian Bale.
Really?
Christian Bale, like, never really had, like, the face for Batman, I think.
No, he didn't. He wasn't square enough.
Yeah, he never had, like, the face. He never really had the build. He was kind of like an oddball. And, like, his hair.
He had the build for sure, because dude was, like, 220 playing Batman. He was huge.
Yeah, I don't know. But
it's like Pattinson's going to be more Batman beyond skinny, you know?
Yeah,
he's going to be that Batman.
We'll see. I guess, like, the thing about Robert Pattinson as Batman, he finally gets to sport the raccoon eyes.
Oh, it's true.
you can go emu.
Yeah.
Like when
Michael, you mean emo?
Emo. like the bird.
We need a chicken cluck on here. That's close enough.
Yeah. How about this one?
Oh, no.
Limu emu. Get the insurance.
Oh,
brought to you by insurance companies. Why are insurance companies so competitive with these weird ass commercials?
Dude, I don't know, but that limu emu is hilarious. It makes me laugh all the time.
It is.
I think it's better than the progressive girl.
Yeah, that one's been going on for a while.
Yeah, she makes like $1 million a year, I think.
Really?
Doing this. Yeah, probably more now. That's crazy.
I like progressive girl more than I like
Mercury.
No, there's that cell phone chick.
Who's that cell phone? The AT&T?
AT&T girl.
She's just annoying. Awkward there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I have no issue with her, but it's just like, okay. I don't care.
Well, to me,
I don't care for AT&T either.
She's a little more of a, we can like easily get a different spokesperson or like,
oh yeah, for sure.
Like just kind of like get someone else. Cause at least Progressive Girl, like
she's a brand.
She's a brand. Yeah. She carries it. But I think AT&T Girl, like someone just keeps on hiring her for something.
Yeah. Like really weird. She was gone forever. Then you're like, what? She's back.
Yeah.
Why am I paying to have these commercials here? Anyway.
Yeah, man. Insurance companies. What's the deal with that? Yeah. Like, how often do people change their insurance companies? Apparently all the freaking time.
I haven't changed my insurance company over a decade.
I know. I've never changed my insurance company. You know what, though? I probably should. There's all these commercials about it.
I might save 15 bucks or percent. Who knows? Whatever.
Oh, my God. Once I bought a new car, and then I added the new car to my policy, and they're like, you save, $50 to $100 bucks by bundling. Oh, my God, I just saved $100 bucks on my car insurance.
You're like, damn, these commercials are good.
Anyway.
Oh, man. Well, now to bummer news. Okay. Not for me. I don't care about it.
I was thinking that day, like, if you, like, get, like, diagnosed with, like, some horrible disease or something, bad news is what? You know, like, I have, like, malaria. What's the good news? I just saved $50 on my car insurance.
Stupid.
I could have done that day. That's okay.
You could have.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was talking about...
what are you talking about?
So an Apple TV Plus show got canceled. Apparently it was popular. I'd never heard of it, never seen it. It was a show that was canceled after one season, and that is Jorson. Damn. Got hit with the buzzer. Yeah. That is Joseph Gordon-Levitt's series, Mr. Corman, is gone after season one.
Do you have Disney or
I have Apple Plus, but it's just because I have their bundle deal thing.
Yeah, I was trying to think, like,
I don't purposely watch anything on there
because I think there's one show with like Jason Momoa.
Yeah, I never saw it.
And then I think there's
that was like the titular show that sold most people on Apple Plus. For me, it just happened to be bundled in
free.
Yeah.
The other one is Ted Lasso.
Yeah, people keep saying it's good. I don't.
I don't know anyone who watches it.
I don't either.
I don't know anyone.
What are these people that are watching
it? Who are these people?
Yeah. Who are you people?
Who are these people? What are
it's
they
soup
doing?
Season.
Yeah. Got to get on that sweeps. yeah, I don't know. I'm going to try to not. I don't own any Apple. I don't.
I know you don't.
I don't own any Apple. I think I bought an iTunes card once for a girlfriend a long time ago. And I think that's
apparently you can tell I'm fully invested. I got like laptop, phone.
Yeah, he's drinking the Kool-Aid.
It's easy.
Yeah, I upgraded my system. He's like, have you considered an Apple? I'm like, nope. I just went and bought a computer and it worked fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, were we talking about something or is that it? Okay, ran something that's else.
It. I guess you can move on to the next topic.
Yeah, so Hellraiser has casted Jamie Clayton to play Pinhead.
Wait, I had no idea they were even remaking that.
The rights have been going back and forth. I'm not sure if it's a TV show or like a Hulu original kind of thing, but I'm kind of excited about a female Pinhead because it's one of those things where... there was Doug Bradley. He played Pinhead for like most of the movies, and he actually had like a "I will tear your soul apart." Like he played, he was like Freddy Krueger.
I've not seen that movie since I was a kid, and it mortified me then.
Your legend. What was it? But I don't know. Your suffering will be legendary, even in hell. Oh. So he was a good Pinhead, and they replaced him at some point because the movies just got super low budget, and they just kept him to keep the rights. And they said they'd give him like $500 or like $50. Like it was actually like cheap to be Pinhead again. But you know that's a hard work. Yeah. He was becoming an old dude, so they replaced him, and they replaced him in two movies with two different actors, and they just all sucked.
Wow.
And I think it was actually written. Pinhead was written to be female anyway, so like I don't know. Oh. So I don't know. People might be into that like dominatrix Pinhead chick thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, right. Can't wait. It'll be good.
Let's see what I got here. So I got James Gunn confirming. God, James Gunn is. I feel like he's in our news every single week. Which, hey, I don't mind. So apparently, James Gunn confirms top secret DC Comics project after Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oh wow!
Well, another James. Hey, he did really good with the Suicide Squad. I'm not.
It's probably Suicide Squad 3.
Yeah, probably, man.
Super top secret.
Oh, top secret. Nobody knows about it.
Yeah, it should be good though. I also hear that James Gunn is doing a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. And he's planning on introducing one of the greatest MCU characters of all time.
I'm very curious to know which one that is, man.
Yeah, it comes out next year, so it's not like this year. But a lot of people are alluding to Boba Fett actually came out of the Star Wars holiday special.
That would be freaking wild.
So we don't know. Maybe it'll be Boba Fett.
We'll see.
Or Boba Fett-esque character. And then why don't we round this out with one last... there's a lot of Marvel news. Why is this always Marvel news?
I have other news that isn't Marvel. Let me knock out these two. So we have Damian Lewis leaving Billions after season 5. And I think I read a few articles where he's actually leaving. Well, one, his character kind of took off and is on this island and he's gone. Anyway... apparently, his wife had passed away from cancer.
So in real life or in the show?
In real life.
Oh, that's sad.
That's a bummer. So he's actually going to go to be super dad.
That's good.
Rear his children.
Do you watch Billions?
No, but after reading the synopsis, I was like, man, I should actually really watch this show. It's got Paul Giamatti in it. And he's Paul Giamatti, so hey.
Hey, I'm Paul Giamatti, and I don't like Bolo.
Pretty much. That's exactly it. And then we have another thing here is... apparently Britney Spears, we reported last week, is no longer under conservatorship, and now she won't return to performing after this battle.
Yeah, she posted like a YouTube or something of herself naked.
Oh no.
Yeah, or it was a Twitter, but like, I think she censored it, so I don't know. She was so happy she did that. So I don't know. No. Britney Spears, hope she's okay.
Yeah, well, she's got all the money in the world now, so she's good.
Yeah, well. All the money in the world spends like all the money in the world.
Yeah, it does.
Remember Michael Jackson like going to like the Las Vegas like rich people's places? He's like, I want 3 of these. And I want 2 of those. And I want 3 of those.
And hey, hey, those? Hey, what?
Yeah. Anyway, that's Michael Jackson. Yeah. I got a bit of DC news. Ben Affleck says he had fun playing Batman in The Flash after the Justice League was difficult. Yeah. You know, he's played like Batman twice since he said he's not going to be Batman anymore.
Yeah. It's like, shut up. Dude.
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
Come on, who doesn't want to play Batman?
Go fight Chocolate Rain in that.
Chocolate Rain.
In that.
Dude, there really is a lot of Disney and Marvel news. Jeez.
Oh, I got two more here that aren't Disney and Marvel.
Hit me with another one.
Apparently, there's a new Resident Evil movie coming out called Return to Raccoon City.
Yeah.
The trailer came out. It comes out in like November in theaters. Like
this November?
Like November. You want to see the trailer?
Yeah.
All right, cut to the trailer.
What the?
Hey, it's a Demogorgon.
Yeah, right. I didn't realize this was coming out.
I did not realize it was coming out either. Hey, doesn't look too bad.
Well, the other Resident Evil movies were all like mostly directed by Paul Anderson.
Yeah.
Starring Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, Jovovich.
There you go. Is that right, judges?
No, okay. Yeah, we'll see.
We're both wrong. Those were weird movies. They weren't made right.
Yeah, they were. Man, they were just odd to watch, but they were fun to watch.
All right, well,
at home.
That's that. and then also, there's a new final season of Lost in Space on YouTube coming out.
Oh, there you go.
Want to see that trailer?
Oh. That's. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, we're good. It's only a minute long. See it on YouTube. It's there.
Yeah, it's there.
It's a thing. Okay.
So I have another one here. Moon Knight. Crew celebrates filming wrap for the Disney Plus series. So that's cool.
Wait, what was that? Moon Knight?
Moon Knight. Yeah, that's I think that's gonna be starring who's the guy that played Poe Dameron in
Oscar Isaacs.
Oscar Isaacs, there we go.
You know what Moon Knight is it a thing? Like if you just say that, like, you know what it reminds me of? There's this guy who, like, remember where we talked about Max Headroom last episode?
Yeah. Yep.
There's another one called Mac the Knight. And he is he's a McDonald's spokesman or a McDonald's character.
Yeah.
And his head's a giant moon.
Holy crap. Yeah.
And he rides a motorcycle like across the moon. And he has like a piano. He's like, ha, 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 hamburgers.
Dude.
Mac the Knight. Oh. Yeah. That guy gave me nightmares.
Yeah.
That guy was so scary. I think I had a nightmare about him.
Like, for my brain, dude. Thank you.
Him and Max Headroom like hang out and like abduct children.
Yeah. For damn sure. Well, that was it on my news.
Okay, I got two more. Two, and then
hit me.
I'm sorry, but they're all Marvel news.
If you're a DC fan,
okay,
keep listening.
Yeah, we had some DC news. Okay, which you want to hear? Let's say you want to hear A or B.
Let's do B.
B.
Give it to B.
A teaser image has been released by Marvel in India, and it includes a release date for Blade.
Really?
Yeah. So it looks like, according to this teaser image, Blade, Marvel's Blade, will be released October 7th next year, 2022.
Oh, that's a lot sooner than I expected.
Right? That means they've been like, filming it.
Yeah.
Damn, so
that's really under wraps. Jeez.
I hope that's good. I hope it's rated R. And, you know, you can have now like Ryan Reynolds in it, like Kraken Wise, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So so I hope it's good because that Blade was like fast paced.
Yeah.
Blade's got to be good. So we'll see. And then the last piece of news, I think it's probably, I don't know. Did you see this one? You didn't talk about it. WandaVision spinoff starring Catherine Hahn.
I did see that. I forgot to report it.
So they're going to do the Agatha All Along show.
Yeah. And I'm wondering how that's going to work, man. Like, how are they going to tie this in? I mean, I really enjoyed WandaVision. That was a pretty cool show to watch.
It had its moments, but I think it kind of fizzled out towards the end.
It was very difficult to keep up with if you weren't already invested into the, you know, the character and the lore and all that stuff. But, I mean, I really think that this Catherine Hahn one for Agatha Long is just pandering.
The universe is broken. In the MCU now.
Yeah. How far can you push it before it is too much, you know?
It really is just a long movie though. So we'll see.
Yeah. So
I'm hopeful. They haven't screwed up completely, but like I said before, I said again, MCU has peaked.
Yeah.
And
sorry, MCU.
I may have seen a movie very recently that reminds me with Shmenum.
Yeah.
Let There Be Varnage.
Varnage.
Yeah.
Pick him up.
Shut up and take my money.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
It's a thing, man.
Came out. You know, I still to this day, this moment, I am trying to think like that movie. Okay, they broke him out of prison. They took him the thing, and then they all died, and then they moved, and then hey, look, there's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's the end of the freaking movie.
It was a freaking wash.
And then it's like,
shut up and take my money.
Okay. Anyway, that has been today's Shop Talk. We try to do this once a week. I think we had two Shop Talks this week just because the scheduling was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
nice.
Good. That was good. Good. We should do little footballs next time.
Hefty.
Anyway, I'm your anyway, I'm your host, Mark Rubalcaba. Joined once again by Mr. Abel Panetta, 6/13 of the gruesome twosome.
There was a gnat in my face.
Oh. Gnat. Gnat. Gnat, everybody. That's Clubhouse Movies Podcast. We will catch you next time.